Not only would he need to buy tickets, he would need to provide proof of his ability to support relatives. For Germany refused to allow them to leave with much, while the United States required reassurance that they would not become parasites on society for their penury. And still, business worsened. Seymour felt sick, the nausea of enforced inertia, a nightmare where his feet refused to move through the molasses of circumstances, while a nameless dread bore down upon him. The gabbai wound up his sales pitch. The congregation hummed into prayer for life. The Torah scrolls were unfurled, and Seymour prayed. And Hashem remembered Sarah, saying the Baal Korei, intoning the story of Isaac's miraculous birth. Seymour found himself swallowing thickly, the telling of a father's joy with his son suddenly too much to bear, while all the while, a little voice in his brain reminded him that tomorrow's reading referred to Akedas Yitzchak, the binding of Isaac, when God commanded Abraham to sacrifice his own flesh and blood.